Hey, my name is Rich B. Knight, and I've written my debut novel, The Darkness of the Womb. Here are some of the chapters. If you enjoy it, please subscribe. Jeff Haunt chewed off his nails and spat them on the tiled floor. The custodians would have to deal with them later. He sat at his computer screen and rubbed his hand through his graying hair. He worried about his wife. She seemed off this morning before he left for work. Her eyes were distant when he kissed her goodbye. Her forehead was hot, too. He hoped everything was okay, especially with the baby. These past few months have been hard on her. They've been hard on both of them, really, especially after she lost her job. That had really put a dent in their budget. Their savings dwindled every day. At 47, 2 years younger than his pregnant wife, neither of them was getting any younger, or richer. The entirety of his last paycheck was spent the same day on paying off bills and buying groceries. For lunch today, he had a banana, a chocolate pudding, and a thermos to fill up with water at the fountain. His stomach grumbled just thinking about it. There was no more turkey in the fridge to make sandwiches, and no more bread either. Both ran out 2 days ago with the ketchup, but there was plenty of mayonnaise, like that did any good. If he spread out the money a bit more and didn't get a haircut for another week, maybe he could afford a slice of pizza in the cafeteria. He did have a $5 bill burning a hole in his wallet. The thick cheese and canned tomato sauce would be like filet mignon after all these weeks of whatever's left in the fridge. But then, he would probably need the money for a gallon of gas. It was in times like these that he often thought about asking his friend Steve if he wouldn't mind carpooling a few more days during the week to give him a chance to save up some gas money. But that wouldn't be fair. Besides, he didn't like letting Steve know how broke he was. Being more than 20 years his senior, it was embarrassing having less money, even if Steve did still live at home with his dad and didn't have to pay a mortgage. Who was he kidding? He couldn't buy pizza today. He couldn't buy pizza for weeks. He swept the idea out of his mind. His stomach grumbled in protest. He took off his square glasses and dug his face into his hands. It was all too much. And, oh shit, lesson plans were due today at noon and he hadn't even started on them. How could this day get any worse? If not for Marigold and the baby that was still on the way. But that's right, he did still have Marigold and, God please, the baby's still on the way. With those two people in sight, he had hope. Both were at home, but one he couldn't see for another 5 months, and he couldn't wait for that day to come. He'd always wanted to be a father, even back in his early 20s when he first proposed to Marigold at Point Pleasant, New Jersey. He had seen children in her auburn eyes. They looked more like her than him. Back then, he wanted to have at least two kids, a boy and a girl, because it wasn't fair for a child to grow up all alone like he did. His teenage years had been tough, especially with his mom's problems. And an older brother or sister would have helped tremendously getting through those tough times. Hell, even having a younger sibling would have helped, as he wouldn't have had felt so helpless after Mom died. Dealing with Dad by himself had been torture. He still found it difficult to talk to him today, even on the phone. But that opportunity to have two children never came, as they couldn't get pregnant, no matter how hard they tried. Some doctors said it was because of his narrow urethra, and others said it was because of Marigold's low egg count. But for whatever reason, having children seemed impossible. And their two attempts at in vitro fertilization resulted in two early miscarriages. Neither attempt made it past 2 months. It was for that reason that he didn't believe Marigold at first when she called him 4 months ago crying. "I'm pregnant, Jeff," she had said through tears over the phone. "Jeff, you're going to be a daddy." He had checked the number twice just to make sure he hadn't gotten a wrong call. But he hadn't, and it was the happiest moment of his life, and all the happier because she had never given up hope. For many years after their two miscarriages, he believed that a baby just didn't want to be born in her womb, and that for some reason, they were being punished. But this proved he was wrong, as not only did they not need medical treatment this time, but they hadn't even been trying to get pregnant, or at least, he hadn't been. And while he didn't have much money, he vowed to buy a crib as soon as he could. He would put it at the foot of their bed. It would be blue, the color of his... The bell at the front of his classroom rang. His preparation period was over. Damn, he wished he could have taken today off. To hell with his 30-day improvement plan. He needed a break and he wanted to be with Marigold. A growing fear settled upon him like ominous storm clouds. "God, please don't take this baby away from us. It means everything to her. Please let her keep it." He crossed himself, an old habit, and cracked his stiff back as the door to his classroom swung open. It banged next to the chart of the periodic table on the wall, making him jump. "Yo, that nigga here?" Haunt's eyes widened at the familiar voice. He scrambled to put on his glasses. "Oh my God, it's Wednesday," he remembered. How could he have forgotten that it was Wednesday? Every day in this inner-city school in Paterson, New Jersey was the worst day of his life. But his D, E, and F days, which were on the tail end of his 6-day block schedule, were even worse than the worst days of his life. That was when homeroom 712 came to his room at third period. Homeroom 712 made his other classes look like Mormons. He had heard mumblings from the teacher's lounge that the other middle school in the district was much better than this one, and that was why some of them were transferring. But he doubted the other schools any better than Springfield Avenue Middle. He doubted it highly. When he had first interviewed for a job at the school a year ago, he had gotten lost and drove almost the entire length of the city. In doing so, he could attest that all of Patterson was a shithole, from Main Street on down to the hospital. Location, of course, wouldn't matter if he actually liked his job. But his yearning to teach, even after a single year, was nothing but a fizzling spark plug after both the kids and the administration wore him down. He would have quit if he didn't need the money and the health benefits that came with the job. One of the kids who walked in wore a backward Miami Heat hat. He stopped and crunched in his nose and lips. "Son," he said, "it's mad musty in here." "Everybody, please take a seat," Hahn said, standing up. He cleared his throat as a student shuffled in. "Please just give me a—" "Damn, son, what the fuck happened in here?" another student said. He wore a red do-rag and his jeans covered half of his butt. "Quiddier, watch your language," Hahn said. But even he was embarrassed at how filthy his room was now that he looked at it. From his desk alone, he saw crushed cheese doodles and homework papers with footprints all over the floor. There were spread open textbooks on desks, one of them straddling a windowsill. Usually, he cleaned up the paper balls and litter from his previous classes during his prep period. But he had been so busy looking online for a part-time job that he had lost track of time. If Mr. Jaff ever saw this, he thought, or even worse, Miss Davis. "What we got to do today, Mr. Haunt?" one of his students asked, lowering her wide butt into her seat and squinting. She always squinted. He clicked on a smart board at the front. It revealed the do-now assignment for the class. "I don't know why you always call him Mr. Haunt," someone said. "His name is Jeffrey." "Aljate, I heard that," Haunt said. "Nigga, you think I care?" Aljate responded. Haunt shook his head. He still couldn't understand why they kept calling him nigga. He was as Polish as a sausage and as white as the Irish. Haunt brought his mind back to the lesson. He displayed page 22 of their textbook on the smart board. "Yo, say that again, motherfucker." Haunt looked up and the student who said it was out of his seat. "Jalen," Haunt shouted. "Sit down!" Jalen was about 20 pounds lighter than the guy he was shouting at, but he still stood over him with his fist balled up, ready for action. "Yeah, sit your bitch ass down," the bigger student said, still seated. "You act like you really gonna do something with your punk ass." "Hamid, stop provoking him." Haunt kept his distance. He didn't want to jump in the middle of a fight like the last time when he was punched in the face and broke his glasses. He couldn't afford to buy a new pair. "Son, say that again," Jalen said, and another student stood up in the corner of the room and pointed at Jalen. "Yo, Hamid, you gonna take that shit sitting down, my nigga?" "He was talking shit about you on the court too, son. He said you taking the ass like Mr. Haunt." "Kaysan," Haunt blushed. "Yo, son, stay the fuck out of this," Jalen said to Kaysan. Then Haunt saw everything happen in slow motion. The bigger kid's fist crashed into Jalen's stomach. The slim boy collapsed into a desk and banged his head on the metal bar of a seat where a girl sat. The girl leapt up and cursed him out. Jalen sprung up and threw a fist at the fat boy's face, but the fat body boy pushed his desk into Jalen's midsection. The other students moved out of the way and said, "Oh, Hamid, Jalen, stop it!" Haunt ran over to the wall-mounted gray box and pushed the red button. As the boys yelled in Creole and girls cursed and fists flew, he heard the click over the intercom in the main office. "Michelle, you have to send somebody up here quick. There's a crash!" Haunt cringed at the noise. It was the sound of shattered glass. Hey, thanks for listening. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you want to hear more, please subscribe for weekly updates. And if you want to see more of the story with comics and videos, please check out my website, thedarknessofthewomb.com. Thanks again for listening, and please subscribe.